Om Jnanadhimadannasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye. We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction. Today's verse is text number 13. Naishati dusahashunmam Tyaktodam apibhajate Bibantan tvam mukham bhoja Chutam harikatam ritam Naishati dusahashunmam Tyaktodam apibhajate Bibantan tvam mukham bhoja Chutam harikatam ritam. Naishati tu sahasunmam. Tyaktodam apibhadate. Bibhantam tvam mukham bhoja. Chutam harikatam ritam. Naishati tu sahashunmam Tyaktodam apibhadate Bibantam tvam mukham bhoja Chutam arikatam ritam Naishati tu sahashunmam Tyaktodam apibhadate Bibantam tvam mukham bhoja Chutam harikatam ritam Vaishnavis Naishati dusahashunmam Tyaktodam apibhadate Bibantan tvam mukham bhoja Chutam harikatam ritam Naishati dusahashunmam Tyaktodam apibhadate Bibantan tvam mukham bhoja Chutam harikatam ritam. Or egg. Unamas. Mochido. Anyone else?
Naishati dusahashunmam.
Naishati dusahashunmam.
Tyaktodam
apibhadate
Bibantam
tvam mukham bhoja Chutam harikatam ritam Na Not Esha All this Ati dusaha
Extremely difficult to bear
Shut
Hunger
Mam, unto me, tyaktva udam,
even after giving up drinking water.
Api, also,
badhate,
does not hinder.
Pibantan,
while drinking.
Tvat mukha
amboja chutam,
emanating from your lotus mouth.
Harikata amritam,
The nectar of
topics concerning Krishna.
Translation,
because of my vow on the verge of death, this is Parikshit Maharaj speaking to Shukadev Goswami, because of my vow on the verge of death, I have given up even drinking water, yet because I am drinking the nectar of topics about Krishna, which is flowing from the lotus mouth of your lordship, my hunger and thirst, which are extremely difficult to bear, cannot hinder me. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. To prepare to meet death in 7 days, Maharaj Parikshit gave up all food and drink. As a human being, he was certainly both hungry and thirsty, and therefore Shukadev Goswami might have wanted to stop narrating the transcendental topics of Krishna. But despite his fast, Maharaj Parikshit was not at all fatigued. The hunger and thirst from my fast do not disturb me, he said. Once, while I felt very thirsty, I went to the ashrama of Shamika Muni, to drink water, but the Muni did not supply it. I therefore wrapped a dead snake over his shoulder, and that is why I was cursed by the Brahmana boy. Now, however, I am quite fit. I'm not at all disturbed by my hunger and thirst. This indicates that although on the material platform there are disturbances from hunger and thirst, on the spiritual platform there is no such thing as fatigue. The entire world is suffering because of spiritual thirst. Every living being is Brahman, or spirit soul, and needs spiritual food to satisfy his hunger and thirst. Unfortunately, however, the world is completely unaware of the nectar of Krishna Katha. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore a boon to philosophers, religionists, and people in general. There is certainly a charming attraction in Krishna and Krishna Katha. Therefore, the absolute truth is called Krishna, the most attractive. The word Amrita is also an important reference to the moon, and the word Ambuja means lotus. The pleasing moonshine and pleasing fragrance of the lotus combined to bring pleasure to everyone hearing Krishna Katha from the mouth of Shukadev Goswami. As it is said, Matirna Krishne Padatak Sotova Mito Pipadyeta Graha Pratanam Adanta Gobhir Vishatam Tamisram Punak Punascharvita Charvananam. Because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclinations toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. That's from the Bhagavatam 7.5.30 from Prahlad Maharaj. At the present moment, all of human society is engaged in the business of chewing the chewed, punak punash charvita charvananam. People are prepared to undergo mrityu sangsara vartmani, taking birth in one form, dying, accepting another form, and dying again. To stop this repetition of birth and death, Krishna katha, or Krishna consciousness, is absolutely necessary. But unless one hears Krishna katha from a realized soul like Shukadev Goswami, one cannot relish the nectar of Krishna katha, which puts an end to all material fatigue, and enjoy the blissful life of transcendental existence. In relation to the Krishna consciousness movement, we actually see that those who have tasted the nectar of Krishna katha lose all material desires, whereas those who cannot understand Krishna or Krishna katha regard the Krishna consciousness life as brainwashing and mind control. While the devotees enjoy spiritual bliss, the non-devotees are surprised that the devotees have forgotten material hankerings. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miditam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Nena Bhutale
Swayam rupa katah maya tadati swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagada Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sarvatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Niravishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Shri Varshavana Videvi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Shri Rupa Nuga Bhaktida Shri Gora Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dhinatarine Rupa Nuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvantaharine Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gora Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gora Virvava Bhomestvam Nirdesa Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Cha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha namo mahavaranyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne goratvishe namaha panchatattvatmakam krishnam bhaktarupa swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktapyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suratau Pangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarva Swapadambo Jau Radha Madana Mohana Divya Vrindaranya Kalpadrumada Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanastal Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Deva Vrishtal Dibi Sevyamano Smarami Srimad Rasarasarambi Vamshiva Tatatastita Karshan Venu Swanir Gopi Gopinata Shriyestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindayai Tulsidevyai Priyayai Keshavasicha Vishnu Bhakti Pradidevi Satyavachai Namo Namaha Shri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Nishinga Pralada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Yada Yada Hitaramasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Srajamyaham Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinachaya Chaduskritam Taramasam Stapanartaya Sambhavami Ke Yuge Manmana Bhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mami vaishyasyu vaivam atmanam aparayanah sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishyami masuchah shushusho shradhanasya vasudeva kataruchi syan mahat sevaya vipra punya tirtana shevana Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hyabhadrani Vidunoti Suhritsatam Nashta Preshu Padreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kamaloba Dayaschaye Chaitaiter anavitam stitam sattve prasidati evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavad tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate vidyate rade grantish chijante sarva samshaya shiyante chasya karmani dushta eva manishvare Malihai Kareshe Bijarupan Shavana Kirtana Jale Kareshe Chan Tan Vistarita Hoi Pale Prema Pal Ihan Malishe Che Nitya Shavana Nija Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartha Meka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Thari Kripam Budir Yastamaham Prabhadye Kalam Nashtam Bhakti Yogam Nijam Ja Praduskartam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nama Avirbhutas Tasya Badada Vinde Gadam Gadam Liyatam Chitrabhinga Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Naishati dusaha shunvam, tyakto nam api patate, pibantam tvam ukamboja, chutam harikatam ritam. Because of my vow on the verge of death, I have given up even drinking water, yet because I am drinking the nectar of topics about Krishna, which is flowing from the lotus mouth of your lordship. My hunger and thirst, which are extremely difficult to bear, cannot hinder me. First we find Maharaj Parikshit in this very auspicious situation where he has the time to prepare fully for death. The other night when we were discussing the Bhagavad Gita, the various ways in which Krishna advises us to prepare ourselves for death. For instance, in the 8th chapter of the Gita, Attaining the Supreme, he says, Yang yang vapi smaran bhavam tachatyan te kalevaram tam tam evaita kuntaya sadatad bhava bhavita. That whatever state of being you are in when you leave this body, to that state you will attain without fail. And therefore he suggests that one should practice Krishna consciousness throughout one's lifetime in order to be ready for that. Abhyasa yoga yuktena chetasa nanyagamina paramam purusham divyam yati partanu chintayan. He said, go on practicing throughout this life. And further in the chapter he mentions yogis who focus their minds throughout their lives on the Supreme. And at the time of death, he says that they're able to fix the life errors between the two eyebrows and focus their attention on moving up towards the spiritual world when they leave the body. But it requires prayana kale manasachalena bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva bruvor madhye pranamavesha samyaksatam param purusham upaiti divyam yoga balena, which means spiritual strength. One has to have that in order to face the most difficult of all of transitions in life. There are a lot of different transitions we go through in life. Like moving, that's pretty close to death. For me, I hate it. Travel is like a little mini-death every time you leave the house. Should I take this or not that? What should I leave with, isn't it? And you prepare yourself. Renunciates are always traveling, so they stay in that state, unattached to anything. But every one of us has to face that. And my friend Satyadev Prabhu, who was a paramedic for 20 years, was saying that he saw many, many people die. In fact, every week he would see people leaving their bodies. And he said he never saw anybody ready for it. They were all very, very surprised. And I thought about his statement because it's the one thing that we can count on. So many other things we can't count on. So why be surprised when you die? Because I really don't want to think about it. And I don't really prepare so much. So I say auspicious because Parikshit Maharaj is here fully aware that he's leaving his body and he has the opportunity to inquire from Shukadev Goswami, a pure devotee, about what to do at the time of death. And the answer was, Ante Narayana Smritihi. This was the premise of the teachings of the Bhagavatam from Shukadev to Parikshit, that at the end, Ante Narayana Smritihi, you should be able to fix your mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here, this Parikshit Maharaj is astounded because he says that normally naishati dusaha shunmam tyaktodam apipadate pibantam tvam kambuja chutam harikatam vitam. He says normally this hunger and thirst would disturb me, especially thirst. It's very difficult to stop drinking any water. He said, but now, chutam harikatam ritam. Chuta means falling. So, harikatam ritam, what's falling? Nectar, amrita, of katha, about Krishna. It's falling from the mouth of Shukadeva Goswami. He said, there, I'm drinking that. Therefore, I don't need to drink regular water. I'm sustained by this. And Prabhupada mentions the attitude of Parikshit Maharaj is based on his previous experience when he was in the forest and he became very thirsty. Then he went into the hermitage of the great sage, Shamika Rishi. But Shamika Rishi was in deep meditation and therefore didn't recognize the king. Nobody likes that. When he said, hey, somebody doesn't pay attention, especially if you're thirsty. And in that moment, the king did something very uncharacteristic because he was a pure devotee, but he was overcome by indignation. He's thinking, why is he ignoring me? I mean, king, I'm thirsty. I've entered his hermitage. Who does he think he is? Has that ever happened to anybody here? It's like, who do they think they are? A sense of entitlement. And he became angry. So out of this impulse of anger, which is actually directed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to open this pastime to the world, he picked up a dead snake that was nearby the hermitage and he wrapped it around the neck of the sage and then stormed out and left. Of course, like we've all experienced, later on he thought, why did I do that? But that's the nature of these impulses that come to us. They come and I think, oh, it's a good idea, I'm going to write this letter. And then you push the button and go, why did I do that? Now I'm finished. I might as well pack my bags. But Parikshit was then thinking back to that time when he couldn't tolerate the thirst and the anger and so forth. And he's comparing it to now. He's saying, because I'm hearing this Krishna Katha, now I can overcome this feeling of the urge to drink. It's not bothering me because I'm going on hearing about Krishna. So, Prabhupada then quotes from Prahlad Maharaj, Matirna Krishne Paratak Sutova. And this is that when one's attached to the senses, and thinks that this is the all in life, then one can't perceive what is one's highest good. And I simply go on following the dictates of the senses, and I don't ever come to the right conclusion that the purpose of life is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So people all over the world are in this state, no matter what it looks like, that important things are going on. People are rushing from here to there, wearing a nice tie, or driving in a fancy car, or there's so much pomp and circumstance around the various kinds of important events that take place in the world, like the World Cup. Everybody all over the world is absorbed in thinking, what's going to happen in the World Cup? They spend billions of dollars to make stadiums. Some grown men can come and kick a ball around. And advertisers take advantage of the situation. What to speak of various other events that take place in human society, which are altogether commonplace, but they become glorified. Ashwa vidvara hoshta karai samstata parasha pushu naya karnapato peto jatu nama gadadru gurja. This, I believe Shonaka Rishi is saying in the Bhagavatam that men who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses, praise those men who never listen to the glorification of Lord Hari. They're on a lower stratum. They're affected by the material energy. So although it looks like something important is going on, there's no Harikata, and therefore it's not important. However, the Harikata is so exalted that anywhere it takes place, people will become joyful. They'll be able to give up their bad habits. And this is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti parushanu bhavu viraktir anyatra traisha trika ekakala prapadya manasya yatasyantasus tushti pushti shud apayonagasam. And this means that if one is engaged in the process of Krishna consciousness, that person will notice that he's no longer attracted to things that aren't related to Krishna. And also that there's a definite attraction to all things related to Krishna. Bhakti becomes a joyful process. And anubhava, the person then begins to perceive Krishna in his or her life. And this is compared in the verse to be just like eating. Because when you're hungry and you eat, your hunger goes away every time you take another morsel of food. And you also feel like you're becoming nourished and satisfied. And nobody else has to tell you that this is happening. You see it for yourself. So similarly, those who hear Krishna Katha and become attracted to it are engaging in the most nourishing of all activities. And without this, whatever grand arrangements are made, flags and cannons going off, and jumbotrons, and newspaper articles written with flowery language, it's insignificant. Only Krishna Katha is significant, because anything unrelated to Krishna has no real existence, ultimately. This Krishna told the Brahma, Pratirtam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani tadvidyada manomayam yatabhaso yatatamaha. He said, anything that you see in this world that doesn't have any relationship with me, know that to be my illusory energy. It appears to be something, but it's just a shadow of reality. No meaning and no satisfaction ultimately. So here Prabhupada goes on to say that people around the world are starving for Krishna Katha. They need to see Krishna. They need to see the form of Krishna. They also need to hear about Krishna. And this is very rare, partly because people don't want to hear about God. They want to hear about how they are God, or at least how they can become God. But to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, many people, not all people, but many people become immediately repulsed because they're thinking, we can't talk about God. Because for various reasons, they've put off the concept of God as being impossible. So Krishna says one has to give up the various attitudes that keep one from hearing Krishna Katha, keep one from surrendering to God. He says that there are three main attitudes. One is fear of a personal existence. And because people extrapolate that because my existence in this world is fraught with temporality and therefore suffering, there must be, on the spiritual side, no form and no relationship. And they also become angry because they've heard so many various philosophies about God, and they all seem to differ. There's no way to tie them all together because they haven't found proper guidance. And therefore, they reject all of them. They say, none of these things work. And the third hurdle to hearing Krishna Katha and feeling satisfied and making progress is that one remains attached to trifling things in this world. The trifling things are the objects of the senses. They're here today and gone tomorrow. Everyone knows that I can't find ultimate satisfaction through the senses. There's only so much I can take, only so much I can eat. Here we the word ati comes in because it means extreme. And what is the word he used here? Naishati dushaha shunmam tekto dhamma bibhajate pibantan tvambukambuja chutam harikatam ritam. Oh, maybe it was another. Oh, there it is. Ati dushaha. Yeah, thank you. Extremely difficult to bear. Ati. So this ati means extreme. And we hear from Rupa Goswami in the Upadeshamrita, he warns against atiyahara, which means extreme eating. Extreme eating or extreme collecting? I think that if I can eat enough or I can collect enough, then I'll be happy. But in the material world, there's very quickly, there's a satiation point with everything, and I don't feel satisfied. So, raga dvesha vimuktaistu. One has to actually control the senses, this raga, or this intense desire to enjoy the material world. And one can do that through the process of association with devotees and hearing Krishna Katha, because by hearing about Krishna in the association of devotees, one will naturally begin to feel satisfied. The senses become purified by hearing about Krishna, and there's a natural attraction. And this is a sign of reviving spiritual health. And we just heard about it in the series of verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning with Shushru Shrosha Dhanasya. Someone asked me the other day that, well, you talk about hearing so much and how important it is, being attracted to hearing Krishna Katha and speaking Krishna Katha. But what about if you just like to serve? That isn't that good enough, just serving? But this verse we chanted today in the series of verses, in the invocation, answers that question. Shushru shro shudhanasya vasudeva kataruchi styan mahat sevaya vipra punya tirtana shevana. That is, if you're serving, the verse says, then you'll naturally develop an attraction to hear about Krishna. This is the effective result of your service. And by going on hearing Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna, the verse says that Krishna will begin to help you from within the heart to remove the obstacles. He'll take them out of the way for you by the power of hearing Krishna Katha. And then on and on, those series of verses go to describe how one step by step makes advancement to the higher stages of bhakti, which means that one gradually falls completely in love with Krishna. The ultimate symptom, therefore, of advancement in Krishna consciousness is just what Parikshit Maharaj is describing here, and that is a fascination to hear about Krishna. And This is mentioned by Kapiladeva in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where he says that when one is situated above the three modes of material nature, his bhakti, the devotee's bhakti, will be symptomized by an intense desire to hear. Mad guna shuti matrena mai sarva gahashaye manogatir avichina yata gangam basom budau lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya hyudaritam. This means that just like the Ganges, it goes forever to the sea. Nothing can stop it. It has that force, water running down to the sea. So in a similar way, he says, when one's mind, mai sarva gahashaye, is attracted to hearing topics of me, madguna shuti matrina, just after hearing them, the mind becomes enlivened to hear more, more and more. He says, lakshanam bhakti yogasya, this is the quality of bhakti, which is not affected by the lower modes of material nature. So anyone can come to this position by hearing about Krishna and becoming a little interested in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Fortunately, we have information about Krishna. And if you think about the word inform, it actually means that it's kind of a magical process when you get information. People are looking for information all the time now. If you go to Google, which I do regularly because we have programs there, they have a huge electronic map of the world. And they show every time someone makes an inquiry to try to get more information. And it lights up. There's a little bubble of light that comes up out of the place where the inquiry was made. And of course, as the sun moves across the planet and people start to wake up, they make more and more inquiries. So they're... And you see as the sun's coming up over China, then all these bubbles, then millions and then billions of them start to come out. Like everyone's like, I want some information. And so, inform. It means, literally, that when you get it, then things start to take shape. They take a form. So in a similar way, when we get information about Krishna, when we actually hear accurate information about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his form begins to appear to us in our minds and hearts. And therefore, the most recommended of all processes is to hear about Krishna from the authorities. Then one should distribute it as far and wide as possible, because people are starving, and this is the greatest philanthropy. To do good to people all over the world means that you have to feed their soul. Because if you save the coat of a drowning man, everyone will laugh at you and think that you've done something preposterous. You dive in to save a drowning man from the lake, you're a great swimmer, and then you come out with a coat, and the man goes under, and everyone looks at you, and you're like, I got the coat. Don't I deserve some credit? Do you deserve any credit? Actually, you'll be even more ridiculed for mistaking what you think is a good activity. And it's very difficult for people in the bodily conception of life, in the modes of rajas and tamas, to understand that when you feed the body, when you fix somebody's finger, when you fix somebody's teeth, this is saving the coat of a drowning man. Real philanthropy means to distribute Krishna Katha. It means giving people an opportunity to reconnect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And the way that that's done is by hearing about Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada went to great lengths to make sure that the Krishna book was available, as he wanted everybody to hear the pastimes of Krishna, especially Krishna in Vrindavan and Mathura and Dwarka. And if one hears these pastimes of Krishna in the association of devotees, little hot milk, then naturally one's mind and heart will transform. And one will become attracted to Krishna. One will feel more and more enlivened about chanting Krishna's names. And then Krishna will fully manifest himself within the heart of the devotee. One's relationship will revive. And one will be transferred to the spiritual world by the process of hearing Krishna Katha. So, two quick lessons. One is that when we make a mistake in Krishna consciousness, it can become the pillar of success. Just like Parikshit Maharaj looked like he made a huge mistake. I mean, have you ever had that? You make a mistake that you just figure, I just blew everything. Everything I've ever done in my life, my whole reputation, whatever it is, it's finished now. Somebody? A few nods? How does that feel? Not so good. But if one's in Krishna consciousness, ultimately there's no mistakes. Whatever mistake is there, Prabhupada writes in the light of the Bhagavad, becomes the pillar of success. One simply has to continue in the process of Krishna consciousness. Krishna will rectify it. So pada mulam bhajata priyasya tyaktanya bhavasa hare priyeshaha vikarma yachchut patitam katan chid tunoti sarvam hriti sannivishta. Means that if you make a big mistake, Krishna consciousness, and have a slip, then the rectification means to go on chanting Hare Krishna. Don't stop. Because Krishna is entered within the heart of the devotee who enjoys hearing about him, or even doesn't enjoy it, knows that this is the medicine, and goes on taking it. That person will be rectified in ways beyond his or her imagination, and be able to use that mistake as a springboard to make the ultimate advancement to position of pure devotional service. So don't be afraid if you make mistakes, just go on chanting Hare Krishna and hearing about Krishna in any circumstance. And also we find that if we become more and more nourished by hearing and chanting, then it's natural that we'll be able to overcome the vegas, or the demands of the senses, which are compared to bad masters. They demand so many things, don't they? All the time. Who's making all the demanding? But I want names.
Tongue.
Tongue, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, is most demanding. It demands everything. Give me this, give me that. In fact, living entity travels through many species of life, Narottam Das Thakur says, just to eat all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, watch the Nature Channel. You just see the animals everywhere. You know, they eat all kinds of stuff. That's the tongue, this desire just as a vega to eat this or to eat that. And what other vegas? Manasa, the mind, has all kinds of concoctions that how I'm going to enjoy the world. And this is a factory that's putting out these ideas about, I'll enjoy like this or like that. And Krishna says, Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partamanogatan. Atman yivatmana tushta stita prajnasta dochite. That a person who's becoming Krishna conscious, stita prajna, they're fixed, they turn off the machine. Or rather, they step back from it. They're no longer involved. The conveyor belt's still going. All these crazy ideas are still coming off. But he's like, that's not my company anymore. I quit. I sold the company. It's cranking out the product, but I have no longer any connection with it. I didn't even need insurance. I'm detached from it altogether. And atman yivatmana tushta, the person is getting tushta, is getting satisfied from within. His real satisfaction. That's how a person can actually become niskinchana. It means disinterested in material life. That's impossible. How does somebody actually become disinterested in material life? Someone say, it's impossible. Say it.
Impossible.
Yeah, it seems impossible. But through the power of Krishna Katha, one can actually become niskinchana. Even to think about it, oftentimes people say, I don't want to be niskinchana. That means I can't enjoy anymore. Sometimes people in India, they have a deity of Krishna, and they'll take the flute away. Because they say, if he plays his flute, I'll become uninterested in material life. And we have this family. I don't want to become detached from the family. I want to enjoy. So I don't want to hear Krishna Katha. I don't want to hear Krishna's flute. I'm even averse to the idea of niskinchana, of being uninterested in the material world. But Krishna Katha is a fulfilling nectar. It opens us to a whole other world, to the real world. There is what we like there. Living entities like to be entangled. Because whether we're entangled no matter where we go. We're either entangled in the material world or in the spiritual world. One way or another, we're entangled. This idea of gyan, that I'll detach myself and become unentangled, it's completely bogus. And this, the Bhagavatam says, Aruya Krishna Parambadam Tata Patantyato Nadrita Yushmana. You can work really hard to try to get yourself disentangled from the material world, but because you didn't get entangled in Krishna Katha, you're going to fall down again. So accept the fact that we like being entangled. That's why people watch soap operas. They got all entangled in the story. And we want to hear stories of entanglement, and we want to be involved in them also. But the only safe stories of entanglement are the stories of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there's plenty of intrigue, and it's all real. And it's the actual spiritual substance that will fulfill our innermost desires to be entangled in the Leela of Krishna. And this can save us. And not only that, it can save the world. So if we take it out and give it to others and speak it to others as much as possible in doses that they can handle, because they could, we have to have realized presentations so that people can accept it at their level. And then gradually, spoon feeding, they become more and more interested, and then they can hear more and more about Krishna, and then they become saved from the entanglement of the material world. And now we'll take some reflections or questions. I think I'm going to look at my watch and see if I went over. Nope. Still got 10 minutes. Okay. Reflect back anything you heard so far, or ask a question of any kind. It can even be a stupid question. We give $100 for every stupid question, but let me see if I got any money on me first. Okay, yeah, I have a $100 bill here. Okay, yes. Reflection or question? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Reflection and a question. Reflection was it's about how you mentioned how Krishna Maharaj was he was sick, not even having water. Trying to have soft in the water, and I was concentrating on it. You know, sometimes when I'm trying, if I don't drink water, I feel so thirsty. I'm going, I'm almost gonna die. So I was like, that really affected me, like, in how it's not easy to actually do that. And my question was, first question is, after, like, I realized, like, you know, we have to, in the time of death, we have to remember Krishna. But sometimes we are so caught up, and as sometimes death comes of his own accord, we don't know. We don't know when we're going to die. So when that happens, we probably not be thinking of Krishna. So in that time, then what happens? Do we still go back to Godhead, or what happens if, you know, circumstances come and you don't remember Krishna at the time of death?
Well, you should remember him at the time of death. You've been forewarned, so there's lots of time to practice. So make time to practice now so that you do remember him. There'll be all kinds of circumstances that come into your life that will challenge you. During those times, remember Krishna. And practice remembering Krishna. Don't think summer all summer, but think winter during the summer, like a good farmer does. And remember that all kinds of reversals will come. So it's important to practice. Abhyasa yoga yuktena cetasananyagamina paramam purusham divyam yati partan chintayan. Krishna says, in response to the verses that he's put out. Not response, but in continuation of the verses he's already mentioned. Yang yang vapi smaran bhavam. Because when you leave the body, your state of consciousness will carry you to the next body. And he gives a lot of evidence for this about how it happens. He says, therefore, practice throughout the lifetime. Make a practice to remember him. And so when Jayananda Prabhu left the world, he had been engaged in service for a good part of his life. And, you know, Prabhupada wrote, he said, if you were thinking of Krishna when you left his body, then you went back to Godhead. If not, he said, then you'll go to the heavenly planets. And after the heavenly planets, then you'll come back down again into the family of devotees, and you'll take it up again. Prabhupada was very pragmatic. He went by the Shastra. He didn't say, oh, you know, you're in a better place. I remember when my grandmother died. She was a chef, and we went to the church, and everyone was giving accolades, and they said, oh, she's in a better place right now. I was like, I'm not sure about that. Most of my relatives are gone, so I can say these things. But, you know, it wasn't very scientific. It was very sentimental. So Prabhupada wasn't sentimental. He said what Krishna says in the Gita, if you think of me when you leave the world, then you'll attain me. At the same time, there are ways in which if one is discombobulated at the time of death, if one is dedicated sincerely one's whole life to serving Krishna and remembering him, Krishna will help the devotee to remember him. In the Sri Upanishad, Vayura Nilam Amritam Atedam Bhashmantam Shariram Om Krato Smara Kritam Smara Krato Smara Kritam Smara. Let this temporary body be burnt to ashes, and let the air of life be merged with the totality of air. And now, my Lord, please remember all my sacrifices, and because you are the ultimate beneficiary, please remember all that I've done for you. So in the purport, Prabhupada mentions that even if the devotee can't remember Krishna at the time of... See, it can happen any time. Things just die in this world. Then, Hare Krishna. Then Krishna will forcibly make his way into the mind of the devotee. After Prabhupada heard the initial explanation of Jayananda Prabhu leaving the world, then somebody who was there with him at the time when he left his body told Prabhupada more of the details. He said that Jayananda was, he had a kind of cancer, lymphoma, and he was in great pain and suffering. He was in great pain and suffering, and the devotee who was with him said he was writhing in pain, was Jayananda. And the devotee who was with him said, Jayananda, this is it. You're getting ready to leave your body. And somehow he straightened himself out, and there was a tape recorder on his bed where Prabhupada was constantly singing the Maha Mantra. So he scooted himself over and he put his head, his ear, right on the tape recording. And then he left his body. So the devotee told Prabhupada about that. And Prabhupada, that's when Prabhupada said, he will celebrate his disappearance day. He said he went back to Godhead. And then he said, put the picture on all the Rathiyatra carts. And so anyway, answering the question, he was, Prabhupada was very systematic in answering that. He didn't become sentimental about how one goes back to Godhead. It goes according to whether one remembers Krishna at the time of death. More reflections. Anything you heard that stuck in your mind? Yes. Now, if you got the mic, you might as well use it.
What happens when you remember the devotee, when you leave your body? What happens then?
It's mentioned in the Bhagavatam that remembering the Vaishnava and remembering Krishna are synonymous. How can you remember a Vaishnava without remembering Krishna? And the Vaishnavas are the most dear to Krishna. They're his tadiya. Tadiyanam samarchanam. This question comes up, like, what's the best object of worship in meditation? So that was, Parvati asked her husband, was Shiva. And he said, Araradhanam sarvesham Vishnu araradhanam param. Tasmat paratanam devi tadiyanam samarchanam. He said, best worship and object is Vishnu. He said, but better than that are things that are dear to him. And the most dear of all objects in this world are his devotees. He says in the 10th canto, that, in 11th canto rather, that the devotees are more dear to me than my own self. Also in the 9th canto. So this he establishes over and over again. Madbhakta puja vyadika. He says later on, if you want to worship me properly, then worship my devotees. If you worship the devotees, he said, that's better worship than worshiping me. So if you remember Vaishnavas, you're in good shape. What else? 2 more minutes. Yes, Prabhu.
I really like the literal definition of informed. And the more information that you get about Krishna, the more you realize and really like that. I also had a question about making progress in Krishna consciousness. And we were reading one of the purports to a verse in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 9 about having accidental fall downs. So how does one actually have an accidental fall down if they know that it is going to be a fall down, and to not use that verse that, you know, Krishna is...
Prabhupada answered that. He said if they come back, then it was accidental. You can fall down and be aware that you're falling down, and it's accidental if you come back to the process. Because the first, that verse you're referring to says, Api chet sudaracharo bhajate mam ananyabhah satureva samantavya samyag vyavasitohisa. That if somebody's engaged with the proper intention, this is the most important thing. There are 24 qualities, 26 qualities of a pure devotee. Out of those qualities, one of the qualities is most important, that is their intention to surrender to Krishna. If all the other qualities aren't there, but that one is there, that person's still considered to be a devotee. And so, apichet sudaracharo, if somebody does something that's worldly, and obviously a fall down, but is fixed in their intention. And then the next verse says, Shri Prabhupada Dharma Ma Shashva Shantim Nagashati Konteya Pratijanihi Nami Bhakti Pranashati. If they go on with the process, Krishna, then they'll be purified. So Prabhupada gives the clue in that verse, the Shri Prabhupada Dharma Ma. Krishna's saying, declare it boldly, Arjuna, that a devotee's never vanquished. And Prabhupada says, how can it be that a person is a pure devotee if he accidentally or intentionally falls down? And then he goes on to say that if you go on with the process, incessantly chanting, he says, without stoppage, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then you'll be rectified. And you will attain the supreme destination even if you fall down. So, In any circumstance, you have to go on with the process of Krishna consciousness, even if inconveniently, somehow or other, you make a slip-up. You have to keep going. One of my godbrothers, right after he first got initiated, he went to Prabhupada and he said, Prabhupada, you know, I'm not able to follow the principles properly. And Prabhupada said, just like a little baby, when it first starts to walk, said it gets up and it falls and it has all kinds of mistakes, he said, but it keeps trying, and then he said it learns to walk. And he looked at the devotee and said, one day you will walk. and you continue trying, and you'll be rectified. But anybody who takes advantage of that and tries to cheat Krishna, they'll cheat themselves. And they'll become anathema in Vaishnava society, and that's the worst thing that can happen, is that you become known for being a cheater. I mean, the worst thing is to know it yourself that you're a cheater. That's the hardest thing to handle at all. And if you don't care, then you'll become anathema to everybody. But I hate to end on that note. You have one more? Oh. But it's after, so we'll end on that note. So, remembering Parikshit Maharaj is hearing and focusing our attention on what's most important. The Rupa Goswami says one can make advancement in devotional service from any situation. So we should go on hearing and remembering Krishna through all the aspects of our life and all the parts of the days of our life, to whatever in whatever capacity we can now, even if it's not constant. If it's regular, that means at least once every day, then the medicine will have its effect and we'll attain more and more attraction for hearing Krishna Katha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Nitai Gaura Haribo, Nitai Gaura Haribo, Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Vanchakopadrusha kripasanabhavacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha natakoti vaishnaviniki jaya.
Nachari armarman, nachari armarman, nachari armarman, nachari armarman. Hey! Nachari armarman, nachari armarman, nachari armarman, nachari armarman.